the Ben Ish Chai Parshas Vayeshev, the little drush just before Hilchas Chanukah. So the Ben Ish Chai brings the pasuk in Parshas Vayeshev, Perik Mem 40, pasuk Yud. So it says in the pasuk test. Let's explain the pasuk test before. Yisapeh Sar Mashkim et Chalomo LeYosef. Sar Mashkim tells over his dream to Yosef. Yomelo b'Chalomi, in my dream, hine gefen lefanai. There's a vine tree in front of me. U'begefen shlosha srigim, and in the gefen there are three branches. V'hi keporachat alta nitza. It's like something which goes up, flourishes up, and forms like a blossom. V'ivshilu eshkloteha anavim, and it became formed the fruits of the grape. Right? So, it says the Ben Ish Chai, nearly b'siyat d'shmaya, seems to me with help of heaven. Gefen is a hint, Eilu Yisrael, is a hint to the Jewish people. Shenimshilu legefen, they were considered like the vine. Shu eitz chalash varach, it's a tree which is weak and soft. Ach perotev, but its fruit atovim are good, mod, very good. Shiyesh behem achile v'shtia, you can eat them and drink them. They have the very, very good usage, the fruit, for achile and for shtia, and also very mishubach, it's very praiseworthy, it's very good, very choshev, the wine that you can make from an anav. Ken Yisrael, also the Jewish people, afapi shehem rakim v'chalashim, even though they are soft and weak compared to umas ha'olam, compared to the nations of the world, osim perot tovim, they make very good fruit, b'tera u'mitzvahs. Fruit is always associated with Torah and mitzvahs. Eile told us, Noach, there's maisim tovim, that's a told us, that's the fruit of his life. Right? Gam ha-gefen eina mekabelet netiya acheret. Also gefen, you can't put into it, you can't make climb, you can't be markiv, you can't join another tree to it. It doesn't accept it. Shalotit arev b'sha ilanot. It won't mix with other trees. That's why in Chasti say, in ve'agefen v'in ve'agefen, davanal umitkabel. The husband and the wife, like two vines of gefen. Why? Because the two vines together that can connect, a vine of a gefen can connect, and no one else can connect with that. Shalotit arev b'sha ilanot. It doesn't mix with other trees. Ken Yisrael katub behem, and the Jewish people is written in them. Hen am levadad yishkon, there are people alone they will dwell. Ve'ef shah yitame ish Yisrael, it's impossible that a Jewish person, right, a Jew, will be lost besitra achra in the other forces, the other side. V'yitarev balagami, to be mixed in there completely. Ela sofol otzet imena, in the end, every Jew will come out. Every nitzotz kedusha, every spark of kedusha that was lost to the other nations will come out. V'yitukan al yedei kama gilgulim, it will be fixed through the process of resurrection, not resurrection, of gilgulim, of coming back into the world. Ki Hashem yitbarach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu choshev makshavot levilti yidach mimenu nidach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu works it out that no one will be pushed away. Va'ama shlosha srigim, there are three branches connected against three aspects of the soul. Nefesh, the lower aspect. Ruach, the spirit. V'neshama, the higher soul. Ruach is the soul that you live with. Nefesh is your nefesh behemis, and neshama is your higher spiritual soul. Shenimtzaim b'Yisrael davka, that are in the Jewish people only, right? The umas ha'olam ein lehem ela nefesh. They only have the animalistic soul, min haklipa da'asiya, from a certain place, i.e. the lower aspects of asiya, i.e. the sitra achra, so to speak, of asiya, i.e. even lower than asiya.
The other side of the other world.
V'tikun shel Yisrael hu shlosha madregas, the fixing of the Jewish people are three levels. Utchila hi keporachat, they blossom. V'tshuva, right? Not blossom, they come out. V'tshuva first, by doing tshuva. Shebehirhur halev, through the thinking, right? Through the thinking about changing their ways. V'achalkach alta nitzen, afterwards they go up and blossom. tshuva b'maisa. Then they do tshuva, because blossoming is you see the thing. So that's action. Action is something you see. Tshuva is always something belave, right? So it's something that's growing, but you don't see the growth of a tree. Tree, when it grows, you don't see it's growing. You know it's growing because it's there, right? But you don't see its growth. But when something blossoms, you notice it. You see its growth came out. Achi miyira, right? It's still from yira. V'chalkach hivshilu eshkolotea anavim. Then comes out the grape, right? The fruit comes out. That's tshuva me'ahava. Shazdonot, the tshuva me'ahava, says the Rambam. He's bringing this Rambam here. Shazdonot yitafchu l'schuyot. That even your averas now get changed to mitzvahs. It's because those are the averas that brought you to do mitzvahs, so those averas are like mitzvahs. Because the whole point of a mitzvah is to bring you to what's it called, to the right action. V'afka b'loshen bishul. And it comes out, why it says it's loshen of bishul, of cooking, like it becomes ripened. Lirmoz al tzniut shel atshuva, to hint to you on this concept of tshuva has to be done in a very personal way. Kamo shekatuv, v'atzne lechet im elokecha. Go privately with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'im yaseh tshuva b'tzniut. If you do tshuva in a very private way, yatzliach b'ayote, you will be more matzliach. V'yadua, and it will be known, she'kol dava hamitbashel b'kadera, anything which is cooked in a vessel, im yichas'u hakadera, if you cover the vessel, Yitbashel b'tov v'gam v'mehera. It will be cooked well and quickly. If the kedera is covered, or yuvan omro shlosha srigim. Now he's giving a different shots. How does tshuva b'hatzaneh work? Tshuva is that your actions become completed. Your actions give off fruit. That's tshuva me'ava. You see the fruit of your actions, so to speak. That your actions become something which is ruhi la'achila v'shtia, something which is choshev, something which is good, right? You can make good wine from it, right? Your actions become to a level of chashivus. How does that work? How does that tshuva work? That tshuva works with tzni'ut. When a person does it privately, no one's aware of it, he's working on himself. And on that, the Ben Ish Chai gives this marshal that, like when you're cooking something, if you cook something in an open pot, it cooks more slowly. When you cook it with a closed pot, it's hidden, it kicks more quickly. That's why this tshuva b'hatzneh cooks more quickly. It causes the ripening, the cooking of this fruit, so to speak. It's the same marshal in Hebrew, bishul, or ripening, right? To be quicker and nicer, right? It also improves the cooker, slow cooking, you know, get a good fruit. Food, right? Yeah. If you cook quickly, it burns the bottom. The top isn't cooked so well, right? Now the Ben Ish Chai is going to give a different understanding. Shlosha srigim, these three srigim, these three branches, keneged machshava, dibur, umaisa, keneged thought, speech, and action. Yeah. Shetzar shiu haterav amitz b'shloshtam. Torah and mitzvah has to be done in all three aspects of self. For Yisrael lo yushleimim, and the Jewish people cannot be complete. El rak b'shlosha elu biyachad, only with three aspects of themselves together, right? Which is, in a certain sense, the same thing as nefesh, ruach, and neshama. Ruach is connected to dibur, nefesh is connected to action, and neshama is connected to machshava. Nimsa, shleimus ha-terah v'amitzvah, the completion of terah and mitzvah, hu rak b'shlosha eini, only with these three things. L'chein ha-terah nikrat or. The Torah is called light, v'amitzvah's ner. The mitzvah is the ner, that which contains the or, right? Which holds the shemen, which gives the light. Dichtiv, ki ner mitzvah Torah or. The ner, the light of the mitzvah, the ner of the mitzvah, that which holds the oil, right? The Torah, and the Torah is the or of that oil, the light that comes from that oil. V'hainu, kin haneh kolel shloshet varim biyachad. A neh has in it three things. What are three things? Hu atzmo, the container itself. Neh is the container, like the little container you put the oil in, right? Vaptila, and the wick. Vashemin, and the oil shibetoch haneh, that's inside the neh. So you have three things. You have the container, you have the oil, and you have the wick. V'im yichaseh echad behem, if one of those are missing in the neh, Lo yaseh haneh purato, the neh can't work, it won't function, it's non-functional. V'chein, nami ha'o yesh bo shlosha gvanim. Light has basically three colors. Keneged shlosha haniskarim, against these three that are mentioned, right? I.e. machshava, dibur, and maisa, thought, action, speech, and action, right? You have the three gvanim of the light, and you have the three things in the neh, right? So now let's explain what these three things are. Oh, he's going to say, v'lechein, b'chanukah, right? Na'aseh lehem hanes b'or ha-menorah. The nes was done with the light of the menorah. Shimishuleshet, there's three aspects to the light of the menorah. B'kli has three aspects with regards to the vessel, the shemen, the oil, and the petila. The gam ha'or, and also the light, has three aspects. Shelam mishuleshet b'shloshet gvanim, it has three colors, lirmoz. Shezachu l'nes zeh, they reached the level to, you know, get to this nes, al asher hayta avodas hakodesh etzlam. They would work in avodas hakodesh shleima, completely, in how? B'machshava, their complete avodas hakodesh, in their thought, v'dibur, in their speech, u'maisa, and in their action. L'chein, gam Yosef HaTzadik, Yosef HaTzadik, Alav HaShalom, we know that Yosef is against this concept of Hanukkah, because Yosef is the Shal Flame, which has these three Gvonim, which has these three colors, to burn the Ra. In order to burn the Ra, you have to have these three Gvonim, three colors of Machshava, Dibu, and Maisa.
Those are the colors of...
Yeah. The three aspects of self that has to be in this flame. He served the Kodesh Baruch Hu in a complete avoda. B'shloshan iskarim, in all these three aspects of thought, right, speech, and action. Na'aselones b'dibat ishet Potifar, in the speech of the ishet Potifar. Machmat ha'esh sheramuzbo shloshan iskarim, right? Yeah. So we said, Na'aseh ones b'dibat eshet Potifar. Having a nes with the speech of eshet Potifar. Because she was always, you know, she was speaking to him, to be with her, you know, all the time. U'machmat ha'esh ramuz bo shlosha niskarim. And because of the fire, there's hinted in these three things above, i.e. the awe of the shalhevet, that's hinted in these three things, like we see in Chazal, the Parshas Vayeshev, Yaakov is the spark, and Yosef is the shalhevet. So because of the nes that's associated with this esh, which is hinted in these three aspects, the three gvanim, the three colors of this shalhevet, the yadua mashukatu b'targum Yonasan. It's known what's written in Targus Yonasan ben Uziel. She yevia chelbon beitze. She brought the white of an egg. V'nicha alamita. She placed it on the bed. L'chazek hadiba, to speak this lashon hara about what Yosef did to her. V'kamoshu katav Yonasan b'posuk. Re'u hivi lanu ish ivri l'sachek banat. Look what this ish ivri, this Jew, did when he was playing with us. Re'u daika, says the Gemara. Re'u, says the Benishmai, davka. V'achar kach nivdak ze al yedei ha'or. Then it was checked through the flame. Nidvareh shkarim shela. It was clarified her life, because chelbon shel beitz, if you bring fire to it, it becomes hard, whereas the other thing doesn't come hard. V'lo ne'erag, and he wasn't killed. V'zeshes, because nothing happened. V'zeshe katuv, o zarua letzadik. The light, right, is zarua. Right, Ben Ishchai says, what's zarua? Ozeh. Right, it's the same lashon, same word as ayin zayin. Right, ayin vav zayin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Resh. So this all helped to the tzaddik. For the tzaddik. The tzaddik who is Yosef. So through this awe, we saw that he didn't sin with Potiphar. Shinikra tzaddik, because he's called tzaddik stam. Stam Yosef is tzaddik, because the yesod is called tzaddik, right? Pre-tzaddik. V'lechein, nikrat chanukah. We call it chanukah. He tevet or. This is the word for or. Shehi teva shel chamesh v'esrim shbetera. The word or in the Torah, vayi or, is the 25th word in the Torah. That's why Chanukah, right? Chanu, if you dwell on kaf hey, you have or. Ki min breishis, from the word breishis ad yehi or, until yehi or, nimsa tevet or he tevet shel kaf hey. We find that the tevet, the letter, the word or in the Torah is the 25th word of the Torah. Lachain hanes yitchil b'kaf hey b'chodesh. The nes of Chanukah, which is the nes of the or of Mashiach ben Yosef, the or of Teres Yosef, which is Teres HaKabbalah, Zehama Yehi or, because this is the or Haganuz, this is the or which is, like Rashi says, the or which was hidden for the Tzadikim to be Nene Latid Lavod. This is the or of Olam Haba, the or of Terah, or of Primus HaTerah. Vayehi or, and it says Vayehi or, Yehi, the word Yehi, Yud, Hey Yud, Yud Yud is 20, Hey is 25, Ole Kafe is 25. Vibo Nes Shel Or. Chanukah is a Nes of Or. V'lechein, B'schus Shleimus Ha'avodah B'shlosh HaNiskarim. The schus of the three being complete, Yosef, in these three aspects, HaNiskarim. Nitzlu Min Shlosh Gzeirot Shegazur HaYivanim. He was saved from the three Gzeiris, three main Gzeiris, which the Yevanim were gozer. L'batel Shabbat, which was to nullify the Sabbath. Shabbat, HaChodesh, Rosh Chodesh, Umila, and Bris Mila, Gam Schus HaTerah, and also the Schus of His Torah, Shichamesh Svarim, the five books of Moses, right? Hagen protected him, Levatel Shlosha Gzerah, another three Gzerah. Which three Gzerahs? The Roshe Tevot Shalehem Chamesh. The Roshe Tevot of these Gzerah is Chamesh, Chet Mem Shin, Shehu Roshe Tevot, Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, Mila, and Shabbos. Right? Gam Hanes Hai B'Shemen, also the Nes of Chanukah was in the oil. Shetarguma, the word for Shemen in Aramaic is Mashach. Right? Rosh Tevot and Iskarot, which is Mila, Shabbos, and Chodesh. Lachain Hanes Nase B'Sof HaChodesh was done at the end of the Chodesh. V'nimshach shmoni yamim, and carried on through 8 days. Kadesh is damen be'eru yamim. In those days would he be Shabbos, I the kiyum of Shabbos, to mvatel the not keeping of Shabbos of the Yevonim. Gam Rosh Chodesh, kiyum Rosh Chodesh, so not to mvatel the gzer of Rosh Chodesh, right? And I would say 8 days is a hint of the 8 days of Mila. Right? And Chanukah, the Gezerah of Chanukah, of Torah, Chanukah is the time, the Tanah Rabbanah, the Gemara says, my Chanukah, the Tanah Rabbanah, we learn Torah. Chanukah is the time that a person should enrich himself with the words of Torah, and the break that he has in Chanukah, he should use it to find his more time to learn Torah, and not to be mivatel from Divrei Torah. V'lachen b'layla rishona, the first night of Chanukah, nitkan, Shlosha brachot. We have three brachot against these three branches, which represent Maisa, Dibur, and Machshava, and thoughts, speech and thoughts. So that's the three brachot that I have on the first night of Chanukah. To have Shleimus HaMaisa, completion of Maisa, Shleimus HaDibur, and Shleimus HaMachshava, the completion of thoughts. So, and also, like going back, the Chanukah, the resting of the 25th letter of the Torah, is the word Or. Because Chanukah is the Gilui, the revelation of this Or with its three Gvanim, with its three lights, right? Which is represents the Shleimus of Avodah Hashem, which is the concept of Yosef, because Yosef represents this awe, this hidden awe, which is going to be revealed on Chanukah, which was revealed on Chanukah, like Mefarshim say, the Chasam Sofer, and many others, that Chanukah is the revelation of this hidden light of Torah to fight the Choshech, the darkness of the weakness that they brought to the world, that all there is the physical world. Hanukkah and Yosef is to show that the beauty in the world is the connection of the physical to the spiritual, i.e. the physical world to the hidden light of the Torah, or the even deeper hidden light of the Torah, the metaphysical worlds, how the metaphysical worlds are connected to the physical. That's the Or Ganuz, which Atid Lavoch, Tzadikim, we're going to sit, V'yoshim, they sit down, and they, V'atarotem HaRoshem, and the crowns of Matan Torah are on their heads, Na'aseh V'nishma, V'ne'enim, and they are benefiting from the ziv, from the radiance, from the glory of this awe of Torah. Ziv HaShchina.